Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tearing it up, we're going to do it. This is Psychic Justin. I want to welcome all of you fans and friends that are tuning in today. We're doing a little bit of a different twist for you. From all of our friends from Spiritual who know we do the psychic readings, we're going to give you a little bit of comedy. And any of you people who know our show, as you can tell, we're having a little bit of our technical. But we're going to be put out the positive work. It's going to be fine. You're going to get through. And those of you remember, you can always listen to it in the archives, which is a wonderful way to set back later and kind of go over it. I do request any of you that are reading and having that time with me and my wonderful guest today, take that time on Psychic's Gone Wild to go back and get that reading out of the archives. So I'm going to tease a couple of you. The phone number is 773-897-6461. You've got my cell phone and the house phone blowing off the wall, and we can't pick them up because I'm on the radio. So we want to tease all of you that are on Facebook. This psychic that we're going to bring in and talk and have fun with has been doing this for over 25 years. She is one of the most phenomenal, gifted psychic medium friends, one of those just good people that, you know, we talk about. She is not only born and raised in Maine, but we're going to talk about some of the issues about the United States and what goes on with the psychics and the comedy of what we see. So this is the tidbit for all of you that want to get in and laugh. You know, we're in a dark moon, which means we've had two moons in this time. Right now it's in Scorpio in this month, and a dark moon, if something only comes along, the next time will be 2019, and we're going to discuss a little bit of that. This is our wonderful Libra friend, Dina Flanagan. How are you, Dina?
I'm doing really good. Yeah, it's a great fall. I love it. It's my favorite time of year, and I can't wait for the leaves to turn.
I love it so much. You know, now you've got a little bit more of a winter coming. I'm up here in D.C., and those of you in Florida have been writing me all day and teasing me about it because we just started getting it. What are you getting up ahead of us, Dina? What have I got to look forward to that's coming down the pike?
For what?
Weather.
Oh, for what? Spooky things are happening over here. Well, you know, I think coming up that a lot of people right now are experiencing a lot of things, you know, a lot of like challenges and a lot of, you know, to see how much you really want it and that sort of thing. And to push yourself to go forth into, if all this has happened, to push yourself to go forth into your true path or what you really want. And this is what I see a lot of what's happening with you too, Jethro, is just this is the time for to put everything into place and you push yourself to do it and jump through those hoops and go through the doors because the doors will be opening soon.
Well, thank you. Very correct, you know, and I know that a lot of you have been asking me what's going on with us. We're doing, now we're trying to get a set time with you guys and work it out. A lot is happening. I do request all of you, especially you guys who've been with us for years, now's the time to send us those reviews. Get with us, you know, on our emails. Work with us. You can see us, and I'm going to give you our sites here. It's www.jethrosmith.net, www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com. Get on those sites. Give us those reviews. Get us out there for us, because you can even email or message us to us just to make sure we get them out. Because like Dina just said, I know you guys know that I've done this for over 30 years, and I'm a very gifted, accurate reader. I intend to continue to do my psychic work as I have in Tampa, Florida. I'm also planning, for those of you tuning in, to make sure you get with me that we're going to be doing a Sedona retreat. We're going to go through the top three vortexes and energy. And the thing that we've gotten, the reason I'm bringing this up to you, is the show has become one of the things that is we're looking at. We've been doing this for what now, Dina? 6 years?
Yeah, something like that. It's been a while.
You know,
it's a long time
talking. Yes, And one thing Dina has always kept you guys, and I'm going to let you know the truth now that we're having an all honesty day, and I've got a lot of you new fans going, oh my gosh, I just got in. Dina has been the advocate of keeping this show going. I love her, but I wanted to throttle her. Every time we've had different people wanting to stop, get a different thing, go a program, Dina has kept this going. So you guys, this is the original group. You're talking to the first two people that originally started this going. We had people like Sandra, Linda, Jan, Patty. We've added people through the years, but originally the first show was Living in the Psychic Realm, and it was me and Dina Flanagan. So those of you tuning in, you know, please keep track and do the promoting of it. But, you know, like Dina said, this is a service we give you. We'll give you a few minutes, and what you know, that this is like maybe, I guess it's a little bit of a intro to it. But so you guys know, we do this by the hour or by the minute. And a lot of individuals you've got there, we're both certified. That means that we're not only certified through an organization that you have to be accurate, tested, and verified. But I've got people going, what are you doing, Jethro? I am fun, but I just want you to know that so that you get with us and get the reading. We're going to give you a little bit on here. But the fun of the radio show is what Dina has always said. And this is, we give you this little bit so you know who we are. I don't want you guys to see as the other bigger names I'm going to name along in the show tonight. See our show become one of those shows where you have to pick up the archive to hear of us, and to get in, you have a waiting list. Right now, we're letting you get in our websites. We're working with you. We're out here, what they call light workers in the public. Is that correct, Dina? I hope that sounds like a good terminology from you. And, you know, And those of you who are doing this are going, Jao, yeah, because what's gone on is you used to be able to text us and write us, and we still help you. We will help you. But you've got to realize you can't text me or message me or Dina and expect turnaround immediately unless you get on the website and get connected, because we've got to put up that word called a waiting list a little bit. That you'll get a hold of us that day. We'll work with you, but you've got to go in the website, catch us, get it settled, contact Dina's, you know, email, you know, which we've got here. It's ESSENCEOT@AOL.com. A lot of you guys are really writing in beautiful remarks here, and I love that in Facebook, but I'm not going to be mean to you, but Facebook has very little reality to the world, because what happens is it has a reality to all of us Facebook friends, which how many of you guys have read stuff on Facebook that wasn't real true? So we do need to have you kind of get with us, and I have a lot of you guys that want to help. I'm willing, if you contact me and on there and you're willing to share me and Dina, put out the promoting, put in some work. We do blogs, we do work. Dina, my dear, and me both will tell you the truth. We also physically do other jobs besides this to make sure the guy named Bill stays out of our mailbox. We're sick of him. You know, so Dina, help me here. Tell people how you've done this for how many years. What do you consider the show? I mean, I know you've got so many people calling and going, Dina, we want to talk to her. What do you consider what we're doing here today with these people and our silly sense of humor? Help them with our gift.
Yeah, basically, like Jeff and I have a lot to share, and you know, all the knowledge that we have, all the many years we've been doing this combined, it's quite a bit, and all we've learned along the way, and we both love to help people, we love to share, and you know, like, we both have a sense of humor too, so, like, I know when I do my readings here, I swear a lot. I try not to so much on the radio, but, I, you know, in person, I swear a lot, because it just kind of, it makes somebody feel comfortable in a way, you know, and, but they're just my guides have a sense of humor like that. They like to swear, but in a good way, in a fun way. And so, but anyway, what we're doing here is, you know, we're just trying to help people either with, you know, get to with their journey, you know, to get them back on track. And we're trying to enlighten them into some of the knowledge that we have. So, you know, there's always something to be learned, and perhaps get your soul enlightened and give you hope, and you know that tomorrow is a new day, and you can always paint, you know, start with a brand new blank canvas and paint on it with what you want. And so that's what we're here for, is to just kind of spread love to the universe.
And I love that to all of you guys, and that's how you guys understand here. And I've got people, I love you, I know that we've got a very light, we have a lot of phones, and we're going to be doing that. I do request, you know, those of you know, the room's open to talk amongst yourselves, but we obviously, with both of us here, we're going to be able to handle you better on the phones, and we love it. I've got people writing in, Jethro, I just had the greatest time. I listened to you and Dina one night. I joke about her language, because my husband is writing over here in Illinois. We're spending some time apart. He's with his family, helping them get stuff taken care of. I had always assumed that Dina did use dirty language, and we've joked. I go, this is the punchline, and I would add words that I thought Dina might say. It's so good to know I'm confirmed. Thank you from KT Anna. Thank you, KT Anna. We love you guys. That's what this show is there. Now, those of you tuning in, I do it for this reason. If you want to get with me, you got to come in the schedule. I don't pick up my phone for this reason. Just like Dina, what we've had a lot of friends say is, Jethro, Dina gives me extra time. Well, when you brag about that, that's great, and we love that, but now you know why people keep going to Dina. Dina's not by the minute. She's not an alarm. She's not a meter. You don't put a quarter in, and Dina goes, 20 minutes, thank you, have a great day. Dina's been known to give extra time and extra work. She was also in 3 of the top magazines last year. We're looking at some numbers that are coming in. For those of you that know, our American Federation and other organizations, I just had gotten the last one we talked about. We were in the top sexy in New York City, and we placed in Times Square. Me and Dina both came up. Now, I'm going to tease some of you psychics, and if you guys are listening, please don't get offended. Of course, Dina should be in the top sexy. It doesn't take a psychic to see that. I have been doing this show with this woman for these 6 years. We have tried everything of electrocution, taser guns, and everything else to keep these people off of her. You guys have been, and we had on you, Dina, just with your voice before, when I had the wrong picture. I put a picture up, you guys, and all of you know the joke of this in the Psychics Gone Wild trivia, and it was a woman with a big square hand. I mean, the woman was very scary. And people listened to Dina's voice, never saw that picture because I wasn't really good, I'm sorry to say, at marketing when we started in 2010. All of this I had self-taught myself. Any of you guys that are on some of the websites, so please cut me a little slack. I'm not the best speller, but I do hold my own with a college level. So what I want to tease you guys, Dina, look at this. We've got right now, I put that on there, and in 53 minutes on my Skype, those of you know I use all four places. I'm very Gemini rising. I can multiple times. I've got 14 people writing in. Yes, Dina is hot. Oh, my God, yes, now we're talking. This is what I listen to the show about. Who cares if she's psychic? She doesn't have to be. All she has to do is look at me with her blue eyes. I mean, we got stuff like this. So those of you who are joking and teasing, they go, Jethro, you know what? I want to go, where's my award for picking this hot psychic back when I'm the one who picked Dina to be the first on my show, loved it, the show, and I've always adamantly had all the friends, and I love all of you other psychics. Please don't email me today. You hurt my feelings. You love Dina more. Well, Dina, talk to me. We've joked about being friends. Can you honestly say, am I as bad as this reputation that I've got out there, that I throw psychics around, I mean to them, I take their people? You ought to hear the stuff we've got running around on me.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. In the 6 years I've known you, yeah, I've not experienced anything like that. So, not unless you're doing it behind my back, you know.
And I love that. She's psychic. She would know, you guys. And that's what I wanted to love you. And I've got other friends who are writing me right now. We've got some Jan fans, and Jan herself writing me today. We're playing Motown Center. We love each other. So we do know that Jan, you know, is one of my fans, and I'm one of Jan's fans. And those of you tuning in, you're just catching pieces of the scoop. You got to stay to Facebook to catch up. It is funny to me. I got to laugh at you guys. I'm a Scorpio, and I have a very silly sense of humor. I have been in the public since I was 8 years old, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Dina, you worked on a steamship doing readings. How scary was that? How many people were afraid of going to the Bermuda Triangle with you?
It wasn't bad. I mean, like, when I first started years ago, I had a guy who kind of took me under his wings. He was a great psychic in my area. And this was like I took a class from him or something, and he's like, oh, my God, you're the most psychic person I've ever met. You're going to be reading. And I'm like, no, I'm not. No way. Go away. And he goes, no, you are. Next thing you know, it wasn't even, gosh, less than 6 months later, he had me doing cruise ships. He had me doing reading on, you know, regular radio, you know, like the iHeart radio stations. And he had me doing huge psychic fairs, corporate parties, you name it. And now, and I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, what the heck am I doing? Well, that if you start out like that, everything else is a breeze. So, but when I was doing it, it was kind of scary. It was kind of different, but it was fun. Met a lot of people. It was awesome. They're really loud, some of those ships. So in some of the areas we're reading, so, you know, you had to scream sometimes. They really talk loudly because between the ocean and everything else. And so, but it was, I wouldn't trade it in. It was awesome.
I love that. And that's, you know, and that's the real parts of it. Now, we're going to grab the phones. I know all of you guys have missed us out. And definitely, like I said, catch us with it. I have a feeling you guys have been asking for it. And we're gonna talk to Dina. We always give you these deals for the radio listeners only, a special deal. I know it's hard times. We, as listeners and friends and all of us, were talking about this the last couple times I've been doing these day shows and helping you guys. We have a lot of individuals I realize are out of work. And that's where we're here to help. And I do realize that's a tough situation. And I have no problem. I want to help those who are helping us. Just remember us there when we go. And what I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, what I do is I'm on today. I'm looking for an interview. I go on and drop a line in and say, you know, Jethro helped me on the radio show. Dina made me laugh. You know, work with it. Because other people need to know how we are. You can put down. I'm a very fast talker. I've always prided myself on. I'm very quick to respond, and I hope that doesn't offend a few of you. I've had some people teasing me about the jokes of it, and I thank you, Dean. I put her a little bit on the spot with that other question. I have someone write me, Jethro, why would you ask that? You have all of us in these rooms. You have over 83,000 people. We are looking at the numbers of your statistics here, and my friend and us would like to do this show. I would love that. And if you are an author or a musician or anybody who's putting out the work, please contact me. I definitely am open to that. We are doing those kind of shows a lot here with us. But those of you who want the free readings and stuff, yes, we love that. We're going to give you a little taste of it. Get in and get the full one because we're giving you an appetizer. You cannot just go, and I know a lot of you joke about it. How many parties have you went to, Dina, where you just ate the appetizers and that filled you up?
Yeah, really. Yeah. You know what I want to do? You know what would be fun to do? Like a show where we are sarcastic and funny, you know, with our answers. Because, wouldn't that be funny? Like, I've always wanted to create a GPS that, you know, instead of going, turn right, you go, what the hell is wrong with you? Don't you, you forgot to turn right, you know, something like
that. and for those of you doing it, we should do this. How about a Halloween? That's a great idea for our spoof. We'll do a spoof psychic reading for all of you. And those of you who at the Braveheart will put it in the X-rated adult ratings, and those of you coming in that ready, let's get your opinion. Write to us now at our site, say www.jessicasmith.net, www.DinaFlanaganPsychicMeeting. I want to hear that kind of show. It's a great idea, Dina. We've got people writing over here. You can't just, like I said, you know, text me. You guys got to remember, and those of you know Healing Valve is on Mondays, yes, they have hundreds of thousands of individuals from here to United Kingdom in their room, so you got to come over to see me. I'm Psychic Jethro. So those of you who are writing, we love all of them, and we're going to continue to promote Healing Found. But come and see me, too, because I had a lot of you guys saying, well, Jethro, I write in there, and you never write back. But Dina said, this is where we want to do some of those spooks. I want to tease, what are you thinking when you write someone that isn't even my name, and I'm supposed to know? I am psychic, but I only have two hands. You know, I want to kind of laugh. Because Dina has got the most cutest way about her. I am having such a good time. My sister Tina is psychic, but she's not as much fun. She used her psychic ability to scare my girlfriends away. Has Dina ever done this? Because I heard her brother is actually a law enforcement. What did he do with a wild sister like Dina?
Well, actually, me and my brother get along excellent, and he doesn't really believe in what I do, and he's more black and white, but yet he does. But we actually interviewed for a show. That's what they wanted, like a siblings that were like one believed and one didn't. So we had to do an interview with that, and it was kind of fun. It was interesting. Me and my brother get along excellent because he is very intuitive, very, very intuitive. He just calls it something else. So,
Wow. Got a lot of people tuning in today. I hope you guys are having fun. We're going to do it quickly. Please, if you do get bumped out, anything happens, just call right back in. Never take it personal. We are a small group of people working the hardest we can to help you. 918, you're not late. You called in on Psychic Scum. Well, how are you, 918?
Hi, Jethro.
I want to welcome you. This is Jethro and Dina. Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Can't you hear us? You can't hear us. She can't hear us.
Hello.
We're going to go back with that. 918, can you still hear us?
Jethro?
Yeah. This is
Hello?
Jethro and Dina. Can you hear us?
I can hear
so
her.
So sorry.
Yeah.
She can hear us. We can hear her, but she can't hear us. 347, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Oh. Hang on, 918. We'll come back to you. We'll see what's going on there. This is called Turn Those Dots and Get Going. 347, this is Jethro and Dina on Psychic Gunwall. Can you give us your name, and what do you want to talk about, my wild wife?
Hi, my name is Tanika, and I'd like to talk about love for me, love and relationship, and like children and marriage, that kind of thing.
Dina, I'm going to have you do it while I try to fix the numbers for 918 here in the background.
Okay. I feel like coming up, is this somebody in your energy field still? Were you just seeing somebody?
Not recently, no. There was someone from my past that I was seeing that I really fell hard for. We broke up in August 2014.
Yeah, I still feel it's in your energy field. In other words, it's still bogging you down, holding you back. This is the one I'm feeling. So I feel like that there's still some more to be worked on, released from that, a little bit more. And then when you finally are ready, or when you finally release that, that's when I feel like something is going to come in for you. But what's happening is right now, it's just not the right timing. so that it's timing with this one. That's what I keep hearing. So I feel like it will be over this next coming year, 2017, but not like to the end of the year. I don't feel you'll have to wait a whole year. So I feel like it is coming to you as far as a relationship that's meaningful. And as far as kids, that's a bit down the road is what I'm seeing. Jethro?
I'm having a little bit of the same issues. We're looking here at what's gone on. It looks to me like you have had some of the other relationships go on with this person, and I feel like with the love that you've got coming in, I think what me and Dean are both getting with you is you've had some kind of energy force with you or something. Say your name again for me.
Tanika, with an N like Nancy.
Oh, very cool. Very beautiful name. I feel like that what's happening with you is that this relationship that we're both picking up that's around you is you just went through some kind of releasing where you were having preconceived ideas or you didn't want to date the people there. And is it kind of odd there where you are? I feel like you're having a hard time. I feel like you're trying to date apples and you're getting all oranges.
Yeah, where I live, I just don't even date. The person that I'm talking to you guys about, that's the last person that I was really in love with, and we really clicked pretty well. He wasn't really from around here, but for the most part,
I'm just not dating. I don't mesh with these people where I live.
That's what we're picking up, and I love it. You just hear that somebody just got, you got mail. I used to have that service, and we got people giggling on the other end here if you want to joke about it, which we were making sillies about it. You've got a snobby guy, and let's just go there with a sense of humor. You and my McDina here, we call her, when she's being very McDina and taking swords and hurting people, are very strong women. So what your guys are doing is these men try to come and you're just not interested. You're not cutting them off at the knees, but you're not able to see because they're just not, like you said. And that's what I feel we had. I feel that was a guide. I feel you had an energy there with you that's blocking you. They don't want you to be with, I'm sorry to say, people are going to get mad, the commoner. That's the people that I, and this is a nickname that Jethro gives. Some people are commoners when they're just, okay, I'm here, I'm living in the world, and I watch TV, and this is my day. Guys don't want different people to be with people they're not motivating them. You've got a very strong intellect, and I was teasing Dina about, you know, McDina, how she gets when she goes off on that thing. You have that same kind of energy. You're strong. You're not, if something bothers you, you have no problem fighting it.
Yeah.
And they said that the new relationship is coming for you, and I do see it. But I got a joke with you. You have something about you like, I feel like you like the kind of nerdy guys. You like the smart guys who's good looking but a little eccentric, a little different.
Yes, very much so, because I'm into video games and sci-fi. And not that I'm too smart, but it's true. Like right now I'm in pharmacy school, and you wouldn't look at me and be able to tell. But, yeah, that's what I'm into. You have to be able
see,
to
see, and
control.
That's the better part. And that's why the guys are exactly what I'm telling you. Do you see what's happening? And you had a little bit of wires there. They're sending you people. You're sitting there in front of that computer working like a wild woman. You're doing games. You're getting stuff going. You're making investments. You're like, how did I get little Zelda? How do I grab JoJo? How do I? And they're sending you people like, okay, I hung out today and I watched the 3 o'clock talk show. Your guys are like, ding, out goes the door and in goes the gong, and they're out the window. So I feel that this is, and I feel this new person's coming. I would instruct you to get with one of us and get an email where you get your picture, because we want to read the aura. There's where, like, we get initials, we get stronger with it. You'll see it, and you'll get to, you know, experience with me and Gina with that. Put a couple of questions. I always insist people put, I mean, you can send me a picture and say, I want to see what's my love life. I want to see what's coming up in the year. I want to see about my money. Those are legitimate questions. And then I can look at your aura or Gina, and we can get you the other. And those, we do those really affordable. And then you can read them whenever you want. Because you've got something emotional happening with you. Your guides are saying the two that are coming up stronger for you are decisions on relationship you need to do now. I feel like you don't want to be stuck again with like you've been on layaway. You know, there's been a couple of years where you're like, I don't want what they're shopping over here.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Very much. I love you. Sorry they're cutting the phones or doing this, and please don't get mad. I hope you get your answer. We got to run. There's people behind and they're shoving me. It's like the buttons are going down.
Oh, no. I just wanted to ask the person that I so care about from the past, do you think that that's totally over?
Or he's like,
see us reuniting. And
Dina, what are you getting on that past love?
I didn't hear. She wants to know if it's over or what was the end that faded out. Hello?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to know, is it totally over?
Do you guys see it like having a future? Like, is he going to come back? Do you need his name?
Well, that's what I said. It's still in your energy field. You know, if you know, that's the first thing I said there, that this relationship that you were just in is still in your energy field. So I just don't feel, I mean, you have to release that. So it's not over because you haven't let it be over. You haven't released it, which is the reason why you haven't moved forward. So my suggestion, that's what I said from the get-go, was to release this. You need to release this. And whether this person comes back or not is not the issue. The issue is you need to release this old energy, because it's old energy you're holding on to. And with that old energy, you're not going to draw in anything new. Anything new meaning something better with this person, something with, you know, better with somebody else, you know. So really at this point, what matters is what you do for yourself. You have to really sit down and release it and pretend like it's not going to happen again and move forth. Because right now you're not moving forth. And if you don't move forth, nothing's going to happen. Not him, not somebody else, nobody, or the person. So that's what you have to do next for this right person to come in. That's what I said right from the get-go. You've still got work to do, and you haven't released this energy. So it's when you do that, remember what I said, that's when it's going to move forward for you. So that's your next step to do. So whatever works for you, like a meditation, you know, just like there's different ways to release. There's cutting cords, there's, you know, writing it on paper and burning it, or there's burying it. There's just so many different ways to release. And mostly it's getting right with yourself and your soul. Because the reason it didn't work to begin with is because there is something to be changed. And those things need to be changed regardless. And so you can't change somebody else. All you can do is change yourself. Therefore, you'll never draw in another person like that or a situation like that again. It will be much better for you, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I tried to date, and then I'm purposely not dating now. I got myself in school. It's just, I guess, if you ask me who I still care about, it's him. That's why, I mean, I'm not, like, you know, praying for him or trying to, like, force something that's not supposed to be. But for some reason, he always still comes to mind. That's why I asked.
Because
it's totally over, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that's because you haven't released it. You need to release it, and then what's meant to be for you will definitely be there.
I like an aura reading with you guys.
Oh.
Yeah, you can.
Perfect. Love that.
Yeah, you
get those. Go ahead and send those emails. And we've got them going here. I know you guys are going 740. We were a little bit rapid. We got a bunch of you. Don't go anywhere. Keep tuning in. We're going to get to everyone in a little bit. 740, how are you? Would you like to ask us a question, or can we help you?
What the hell?
Perfect. Okay. And there we go with that. And I'll take that that they're partying without us. How about 918? How are you today, 918?
Jethro?
Uh-huh. We're still here. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Can we get a name? She still can't hear us for some reason that late. Wow. Is this Vicky?
Yes.
What
finally.
Is going on? We can hear you, but you can't hear us. And finally, what are you doing over there, Vicky? I told you to quit dancing with those angels and being wild. You've got to calm down. This is one of our friends and family that's been with us for 4 years. Me and Dina have been helping this wonderful widow and lady, this friend of ours. You became a friend through, oh, my gosh, we were there with your husband to the last things. How have you been, Vicky? I don't know what's going on with the phones. We've got a bunch of people, and you keep getting bounced up to the queue, and then it takes you somewhere. Are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to know, Jethro, what do you see going on with the next 3 months for me?
Oh my gosh! What are we getting? We keep getting that someone's got mail. So we want to tell them that the energy with you that you've got some energy happening for the next 3 months. I feel like the family. I'm feeling the energy here with other things working together. I do feel the relationship that you've got going on right now is gonna take it slow. There's something. I'm a little apprehensive for this person. I feel like the person that you're helping or real close with you right now has got to make sure that they're taking in the time and getting their finances and things, dot their T's and O's. I'm being told this is the time that they're, like I'm under a lot of scrutiny, and Dina brought it up. I'm feeling that. Dina, what are you feeling for Vic? Anything you've got? I know these phones are just, they're out of this world today.
Excuse me. Yeah, I feel a really heavy energy. So it feels to me like you've got a lot going on, a lot on your shoulders, and just that you've been stressed out lately, and it's been taking a toll on your health is what I'm hearing. So, like tired, achy maybe, that sort of thing. So so what I feel like over the next 3 months anyway is you've got some decisions to make. And right now it's heavy, but once you make the decisions, it's going to be lighter. And it's just a matter of making them. And I know that's the hardest part, crossing over to the other side of it. So so I feel like you'll make the right decision. There'll be some still fallout from it, but it will be okay in the long run. So don't be afraid to do it. And so you're asking the next 3 months. The next 3 months is about getting yourself back on track or getting yourself to get that off your shoulders. So after you do that, then, like I said, you'll be able to move forward finally, and you'll be able to start enjoying life is what I'm hearing, and start just giving back to yourself, because you haven't been yourself for a while.
Not the last 2 years.
Yeah. So this is, these next 3 months is really about doing that. Really, just do it. You know what I mean? Just make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. We love you, Vicki. Hang in there. Take care and keep rightly knowing. You know, we've got those groups. Those of you know of our Psychic Jethro's Room and those other groups that we're putting out. Jan has a group. They have a PGW Psychic Sunwall room. Go into those rooms. Make friends with different ones. That's what they're there for that support and help. I do encourage that. I know a lot of you made me feel so good. And thank you. Vicki and some of her family have been helping me promote getting people in there. I do give away readings in there. Sometimes you will get a free aura reading or something. We've been doing contests, and it's a lot of fun. It's nice to have that camaraderie there. And Vicki, you're one of my, blessed people. In fact, I think I made you an admin now where you can help babysit some of your wild family in there that are having a party.
Well, thank you, Jethro. Bye.
No problem. Those of you tuning in, we're getting together, and I got a lot of you guys, and just like that, you got to see that one of my sweetheart friends, and if you're getting problems with the phone, it's just the energy. This new moon is a black moon. It's also constituted energy out that it is. It says right now we're getting told from a lot of astrologers, if you're feeling energy, emotion, stress, everything is intensified. So you've got to realize me and Dina are wild and crazy on our own. In our normal daily set of psychic energy, we can blow things up for just giggles. This really amplifies it within this, moon frame. We also, all of you that are having these energies, I've got some friends writing me, what do? If you're getting this, get geared up. Now, you know what that expression means, an old expression? It means get in gear, start handling yourself, feel like, okay, time is of the time to clean up things, handle it. Don't let stresses go. Stay calm, relax, breathe, step back on your ship. Everything's going to fall as it is. It's just this moon is intensifying it. If you have something that's a deadline or a pending, the best way you know to handle it is to trudge through it one bite at a time, one piece at a time. Taking the elephant and handling the whole herd is going to get you hurt, where if you just take a piece of that elephant at a time, you're going to win the whole race. I've got people writing in, Jethro, I love the show. I can't wait to get on. You keep bumping me somewhere, but I'm having fun. I heard some really good music, and I heard they're having a sale down at the drive-in in Albuquerque. I don't know. I'm in Virginia, and she's in Maine, so I would think probably Texas or New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, I guess. But do you know your geology? I always used to skip at that class, Dina.
Yeah, I knew. I knew where it was.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to work in it. I worked at an insurance company where I had to know all the states and even a lot of towns and whatever. So that's how I know a lot of that stuff.
Now I can't. I have to put this joke out there. It's a psychic that did the same thing. You know, when we work for insurance companies, what is it when you have a psychic working for an insurance company, the words that scare you? You know, we used to see them. You know, and they were like, you know, Joseph was my insurance man, and I was the life insurance, those of you know, and annuities, but it was hilarious to me. You know, I always love the investing and helping people, savings part of it. But the, like Dina just said there, Dina, you know, if we got what's right, and they're going, if Dina was my insurance man, I think I'd keep my premiums up.
Yeah. Still there?
And welcome back. I hope you can hear me, Dina. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are.
Wow, we just went right over the edge. For those of you that are tuning in, we have a new surge, and some of our old fans found it. I've got about 200 and some names while we hear that are running through the phones. And those of you getting in, that's what we want to do. We want to have fun. This is doing it, but that's what you do. And know that when you do get the reading with this, you'll have a clear phone, because we won't be using this system. We'll be using our actual phones. Which I have someone write me right now, Jethro, I love the show. I'm going to get an email reading because you're scaring my cat. I have been listening to the show for 2 hours. I swear, and it's not even only an hour show. What I love about it is you and Dina keep me in thrill. I just have a quick question. Dina, if I were to get into Reiki nowadays, do you think that it's still as pure as it was, or should I maybe find a different avenue? Because I don't want to get into Reiki if it's already something everyone does.
Well, I got to tell you, it depends what you want it for. If you want it to make money, then, you know, I don't know. But when I got into it, I'm a Reiki master, and I got into it like 28 years ago when no one even knew what it was. And I got into it for my own personal benefits. And I got to tell you, it was probably one of the single best things I've ever done spiritually for myself. And I would suggest everybody do it, because it really, really just clears a lot out of you, helps you grow. You can always then learn to hands-on heal yourself and your friends and your relatives. But as far as money goes, it don't matter. You can, you know, if you fit the right clientele or the right area or the what have you, or you're good at marketing, then, you know, yeah, you can still make money at it. But I don't use it so much as Reiki anymore, because I've developed my own healing technique over the years, and that's just part of it. So it does grow and evolve. So I would suggest, yes, definitely.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, and that's a good question. You know, there are so many different types, and I do have, and this is my own personal thing, I feel that I love Reiki, but I feel like you should sit down with the person. If you're going to do the Reiki, I love the fact of having the Reiki taught to me and touched. And I know there's other people who do Reiki, and they say they can do it through sending through the mail or through email. And I have to be honest with you. I'm more of the old school of, you know, I want you to come and sit down and talk. And that's something that you're tuning in. You know, we're going to be doing that. And I say I've got Michael McCall. Those of you who know, he's a very phenomenal healer in Sedona, Arizona. He will be doing the tour guides and working with different types of healing. I'm a Reiki master. And we've got, those of you who know, I'll have my significant other. My relationship will be with me in Sedona, Arizona. And we're going to be doing this in 1st of November and 2017, March and April. So get with us. Contact me. Say, I want to be in. We're giving early bird specials to get in. We do have a couple of places there that will give you discounts if you want to stay. I am insisting that this time everyone do the 3 days at least. We had a lot of years I've been doing psychic boot camp there, and I've been doing my own psychic Jethro seminars. You want to make sure that you give yourself the 3 days. Everybody always tries to tell me they're just going to fly in and do a 2 day or a day and out. Those great deals, you're going to believe me, once you get there and you've ever been to Sedona or Maui and you sit down in a 22 vortex of energy in this United States or in the energy of this planet, everything that you do is 220. I've been doing this my whole life, and I can tell you there's no place like Sedona, and I've been to a lot of places in my life. You're going to want to be there. The vortex energy and the ironite stone is going to amplify your abilities and remove a lot of your obstacles. Now, Dina can tell you the healer. Dina, I know that you are very gifted and able to do work with them. Well, someone is coming to you and they want their third eye open. When you're amplifying the energy, how long does it take you before they're seeing that aura?
It doesn't take long. I mean, I've been teaching classes for a long time and opening people's, you know, auras and gifts and third eyes and you name it, chakras. And it doesn't take long. Everybody's different. Everybody's uniquely different. So you might get it in different ways, you know, see it, feel it, hear it, sense it, whatever. But it still comes. Everybody can have that ability that it comes. So, and it doesn't take long at all. Everybody in my class can get something, you know, right away, usually.
I love that. And I feel that for those of you. Now, I do have a couple of you people that are trying to get through. Definitely, I'm looking for your numbers. You're going to get a few minutes in. We're going to grab those phones right now. 347, this is Psychic Jethro. I tried to get you earlier, and you made our phones go wild. Are you ready to play?
Oh, this is Tanika. You guys spoke to me. I was listening to you guys before. I was talking about love and relationship with me. And you guys
thank you. Hang on there. We got so many. Thank you for being patient. The phones that went wild, they're not even giving me the right names. Thank you, Tamika. You got to be psychic. Jethro's going to push a button where somebody hasn't been. I hope this is 541. Are you new to the show, 541?
Hello.
How are you? This is Jethro with Dina.
Hi. Thank you for getting me in. I didn't expect to in the last few minutes here.
It's pushing them up and down. People are getting thrown all over the place. I don't know what's going on with the phone.
Well, I'm grateful that it's letting me in. I'm wondering if you could see what's going on. My finances have just been a shambles this past year. I'm healing from knee surgery that's taking exceptionally long time. I'm trying to rent a room that's been vacant for 4 months and that's never happened before. And every time I think that something is going forward, it's like the rug is being pulled out. And I'm just kind of very overwhelmed and trying to get my body healed and on and on and on and on. Doctor's office is not putting codes through properly for me to get physical therapy, so it's been a month I've been waiting to get my physical therapy reinstated, and just everything just seems to be in this stuck mode.
Something healing going on with you. Dina, help this lady. This is in her area. Dina's a very phenomenal medium and healer, but I'm getting a lot of karma and energy here that something's trying to keep her not well.
Yeah, well, this is part... Yeah. What's your birthday?
I'm sorry, what?
What's your birth date, month and day?
Oh, 12/24/52.
Capricorn. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it when you were talking, what I felt is you're going through a karmic debt from a past life.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, this is what's happening. It has connected to a past life, and you'll be able to clear it out in this life. Even although going through it feels crappy. And I'm also hearing that you have to release the fear. Release the fear because the fear is holding you hostage.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you hang on to that fear, then this will always happen because then the darker energies like to come up and feed on that fear. So you have to release that and you have to replace it with faith, hope, and love. And that's something you have to practice every single day because this is what's going to break this karmic crap. So it's something that you have to practice every day is counting your blessings, you know, having the faith, you know, those sort of things, and looking at things positively because I'm feeling like this is what it has connected to. And it's got a strong pull, but it doesn't have to stay there. You can rise above it. You can beat it with that replacing it and getting rid of the fear. Also, I feel like once you do that, things will start to move forward. And things will start to move forward. Are you playing Jacks, Jethro?
Shuffling cards.
Oh, <God. laughs>
No, I'm not. I don't know what's going on, but we have a lady who's freaking out on the other thing here, and I'm sorry if you're hearing anything. That I don't know what she's doing over here. I'm trying to help her in the chat room. I'll go ahead. Continue, ma'am.
Anyway, so I feel like that this is just a period of what you're going through, and it's just, and we will get to the other side, but it is going to require a lot of, you know, fortitude and wanting it is what I'm hearing. Because I feel like that you let things keep you down. You've got to get rid of that. You just have to get rid of that. And things will get better. Jethro, what do you got?
I feel like it's going to get better. And I want to tease you guys. I can't say your name with the lady's name, but please stop. I know we're both getting it, and it's very infuriating. She's very upset that she's not gotten in today. She's waited 32 minutes, and I've got people that are beating that record. I can send them to your phone number, and they can all call you like they do me and Dina, and you won't like it. So please stop. She keeps writing. I apologize. She's zipping it all. I can feel your energy and respect to you, that, you know, what you're calling in. Thank you for being so nice and waiting and having to listen to all that while behind. I've got Miss Tick Tick until I go screaming. I can feel you're in relationship. Going into another relationship, going into what you want to do is handle your guide work and all of your stuff together into another relationship of making sure that everybody's getting the karma there cleansed and worked with. And that's a spiritual part that's going to happen. The guides are showing me exactly what Dina said. Karmically for you, you have not gotten everybody's answers to what's supposed to happen there for the hell. I also keep believing that you should do like a carnation cleansing. You know, it's something that you can get off of Facebook of mine, or free if you send to my email and ask for one. It's just a simple $6 of flour that needs to be done. The carnations were worked in the Bible to clean the energy, because you've got some kind of excess energy trying to keep you back. I call these secondary energies. You know, get in with someone. And I know I've had Dina do it through the radio here. And tonight we can, or I would have her do it behind with it. She's also sending light to you right now as we're talking. She just does that. But I want to make sure we get some energy. You need to get with someone to balance that other part of the chakra, so that you're, whatever spiritually is trying to hold on to you, there's something about family with you. I keep getting that you had went through family that didn't get to have their goals or things met. I'm not saying bad about your family, but I'm saying that they didn't get their karma met, you know what I'm saying, that they didn't, let's say, do what they spiritually allotted to do to come into this life, and you're having some of that karmic pull on you. And this is where people fight. They're like, I can't pay for my parents. I'm not taking their bills of karma. Unfortunately, sometimes in spiritual, you do. We allot to that energy. I feel like you're helping someone of your family get through something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, my father.
That's where you need to get with us, and this is where this show will, you know, and what I'm sensing is get with one of us, have us work with this. I can tell you that this is where it gets really nitty-gritty. I don't do many readings for this reason. That's why, Dina, when you're going to get with her, we can get it. The guarantee you're going to have is you're going to have a professional in there. Someone like going to have to handle that energy, because it hurts, and I feel like he's attached some of his energies into your chakras, and I feel like it's hooked because of heart and because of blood sets. You know, this is your parent. This is on the paternal side of your energy, and I get a lot of aching. I feel like this could be something that blending and energy-wise would be separated out, you know, and, you know, that's why. I do think Miss Jack Player also is having that problem. Something's going on with her, because every time me and you start talking, she gets agitated, and you see how we calmed her down when we started threatening to stick Dina's light on her. So we just have to go with it. So I love you dearly. We got 5 minutes. I hope I helped you. Thank you for being so polite and coming in. Definitely get a hold of us on Facebook. We'll see if we can help you over there.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
Love you guys. We've got them right in. Jethro Sick and Dina on, people again. They started it. You guys never listened to the whole story. And yes, she is tinier than me. We all know that. But she's also a lot ornerier. That's why we kind of save her as a special weapon. Don't make me pull it, because you know I will. And that's what I'm teasing all of you that are calling in. We're having fun. I hope you guys have fun today. This was really good to try that. Dina's idea has taken off. We've got people already cybering it. We've got Twitter going left. Definitely type in our names and get with us. Are you on Google Plus? Are you on Twitter with us? There is so much going on with the systems anymore through the internet. It's overwhelming. I have a lot of you who are asking about the card of the day. That's the tarot card. You have to contact me, get into me, find the place, because I have, right now I counted 173 different sites promoting getting to know Jethro, getting to see me, sending you all to the one place, the website. So the key is get on those websites, www.DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com, www.JethroSmith.net. Make contact, get in with us. And one of the biggest things I want to, before I forget here, is we have down 119 people have wrote in today. Dina, we would like to have be on your emailing list. Get on her site, write to her, get the email ESSENCEOT@AOL.com, and you'll be able to do that. You know, I do love what they're saying. You know, Dina, we want you to do a monthly healing newsletter to us and let us know what we can do. Maybe we can pay a subscription price and we would be able to do that. A lot of us are looking at that. How much? I know of a friend of mine who does this, and everybody just gives her $5 a piece. She has over 1,200 people at $5, and she's doing very well in the United Kingdom. I think Dina should try this. Great idea.
Yeah, I'm up for that, definitely, Dina.
And you know, dear Dina, we haven't had a chance tonight. Those of you guys get over there, send her those pictures, get with her, set up a time of an email reading. I know we talked at the beginning, we're at the last of the show. I am willing, anyone who contacts me who needs a reading, and I understand all of you have work or other things, contact me on there. I am doing a discount. I will do the reading for you at the mail. I have to look at you or talk to you. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Facebook is dropping a lot of people off of the sites right now, so please contact back with me. You definitely have to send me something. I cannot read your texts or your mail. And in fairness to you, you don't want that. I write you an email, and I'm having stress, and I know spirituality and future. I sit down, and I'm sensing. I need to have your aura or your voice or clairaudience. You look at the type types of psychics you do. I know there's people who do text readings, and I my hand goes off to them. I also will testify I have 100% accuracy, and that's why in 30 years I make sure I get the person. Dina, are you in for texts or out for texts? If somebody needs a text reading and you've never seen them, can you do it for them?
I've done them, but I don't like it because it's a lot easier to pick up the darn phone and talk it out, you know. By the time you write one thing on text, I could have said 20 things. You know what I mean? And my brain works really fast. And so I really, and sometimes that's why my readings, I talk fast. I mean, I get a lot, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it doesn't stop when you come for a full reading. So you get a lot more info if you're going to pick up the phone. But if you got a quick question, you know, with a simple answer, then the text is fine.
And so those of you who are tuning in, and that's a good thing. You know, she's like, you see what she's telling you. She's reading them and doing that. So you guys get a hold of her. A couple of you are asking me here, what we got, we're at the last of it. We're 1 minute. We're going to have the time. I have to get a little bit. I need your name permission to read you. If you do need to get into Psychic Jethro's room and put in your picture for the aura reading. I am picking a winner here. It's Friday, so tomorrow I'll pick a winner. One out of there will get picked. And I usually read for one or two of you. You know, and they say this, and I do know that, you know, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I want to be able to get that time with you, you know, and I want you guys to do that so that you're getting all the things you need to have help. So definitely check our website, get with us. I like a lot of you. 541-916-315-8448-540-541-908-764. We got, oh my gosh, this keeps on going. 813s. I love you guys in Tampa. Trying to get to you. 717s also in Tampa. We definitely will be, you know, here. We're going to be working with you. Keep contacting me and Dina on the websites because that's how you're going to get in. Dina, anything you want to tell these wonderful people that came in today and put up with our crazy phones?
Yeah. Well, enjoy the week. And, you know, we're getting through this kind of, you know, dark moon sort of energy, and it's going to be really good because the fall is the perfect time to renew and rejuvenate. So do that. Get out in the nature and do that.
Love it. And those of you remember, that I do want to make sure we understand, I always give good intent. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but if you do get upset that you didn't get in or you do, please give a little respect. I don't take chewing real well. My name's not Wrigley, so if you do get upset because you didn't get free, you're very willing to go to one of the other shows. There are millions of shows that are doing this. We have a lot of amount of time. I want to help who I can, so we love you. So definitely continue to listen and get the help you need.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship.
My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our Geico bill with the Geico app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the Geico app. Thank you.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.